Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on Holy Week with Dan Shields.
We all know the scene. The clever prosecuting attorney setting up a trap for the scared witness testifying before a hostile judge and jury. Knowing the verdict hangs in the balance, he launches into his linchpin argument. And if she falls into the trap, the witness's testimony will be discredited and the conviction of the charges certain. He leans coolly against the railing in front of the jury, who all sit on the edge of their seat in rapt attention at the unfolding scene. Then, looking her in the eyes, he asks the key witness, "Is it or is it not true that you were once not just psychotic, but were known to be clinically insane?" And with a terrified look, the helpless woman blurts out, "Yes, but," only to be abruptly cut off by the lawyer with the expected, "No more questions, Your Honor, and members of the jury. I rest my case." And he walks back to his seat with the smug certainty that the case has been won, that the key witness has been discredited by an ugly stain in her past, and that the conviction is sure. In day 2 of our Holy Week devotional, we said that the linchpin belief of Christians throughout the world was that of the resurrection of Christ. Without the resurrection, Jesus just becomes a good and wise, albeit deluded, teacher from ancient times. But if the resurrection is true, it changes everything. From our reason for existence to our ultimate destiny, if Christ was raised from the dead, as Scripture says, then all of life takes on a different perspective and meaning. Yesterday, we talked about one of the main arguments against Christianity, which says that the story was made up by the apostles to codify their positions and gain them power, prestige, and privilege. But we ask the question of what power, prestige, or privilege were they looking to gain? They all but one died martyrs' deaths, and all to a man died espousing the claim that they had seen the risen Christ. And the lives that they lived were not of the religious elite, but rather the persecuted poor. Listen to the words of Paul that could have been echoed in similar ways by all of the apostles. He said, "I've worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, been exposed to death time and time again. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and day in the open sea. I've constantly been on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from the Gentiles, in dangers in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I've labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked." You know, we can clearly see that the apostles had nothing to really gain from holding to this claim if it were a lie. And we know that being good Jews and believers in the teachings of Christ, that the idea of lying was also anathema to them. But there is another equally powerful argument against the idea that the scriptures were made up or embellished. That's the gospel writer's mention of the first witness to the resurrection. Listen to what it says in Mark 16. "When Jesus arose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven 7 demons. She went and she told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. And when they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it." Did you catch that? The first witness was Mary Magdalene, a woman. Now, if this whole thing were a made-up story by Jewish men to codify their positions as leaders in the church, they would have never done that. Why? Because it was an extremely patriarchal society in Israel in that day, and it was often misogynistic. Further, the Talmud, the ancient Jewish law, prohibited a woman from even being a witness in a court of law. Think of modern Afghanistan as an analogy. But then the writer stated something even more audacious. It says that she had 7 demons cast out of her. Now, most Christians don't have an issue with that, but for those who are skeptics, they'd simply say that she was insane in the past. So the question is, why, if you were making up a story to prove that Christ was raised from the dead, would you ever use a woman as the primary witness, and not just any woman, but one who was clinically insane in her past. I think there's only one possible reason. I think the ancient writers, who knew that lying was wrong, would say to the judge, "Your Honor, I told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God."
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.